ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। वेलकम टू एवरीवन। वंस अगेन अ फुल ऑडिटोरियम विथ पीपल सिटिंग ऑन द फ्रंट, ऑलवेज द सीन व्हेन दैट इज हियर नाउडेज। Many have come from around the UK, but also from different parts of the world. If you have neighboring FM, the frequency is 87.7. I hope everyone can hear. Thank you, John. Thank you. Yesterday evening, Daddy was entertained by the BK family with a program that said, "Do BKs have talent?" It's very amusing. The kind of program you would see in Madhuban as a cultural program. Lots of fun and laughter.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
So please respond.
Good morning.
Good morning, Daddy.
Sangam Yuki, good morning.
The good morning of the confluence age.
Golden morning mein le jaane wali.
It's the good morning that takes us into the golden morning. Now it is our diamond morning, isn't it? Every day, see.
Savere savere.
In the early morning. Who has come to us in the early hours of the morning? Every day. It's the same one. But every day he shows us a new scene. He gives us new experiences. It's wonderful. The one whose photograph cannot be taken. The one who is incorporeal. One without an image, that you can't take his picture. But he's wonderful. His light is such in the forehead of Brahma Baba. You could take a picture of Brahma Baba and that light would be visible in the picture of Brahma Baba. And you would not see it on the forehead of anyone else if you were to take camera pictures. Such a wonderful light.
Shiv Baba. Bolanath.
Shiv Baba, the innocent Lord, the seed form that has so much strength. A seed has so much strength. So Baba, the light that's like the seed. The soul was not able to see itself in darkness. That darkness is finished now. And now there's light in our eyes, through our forehead, through which we can see. So when the light emerged through the forehead, then through Brahma Baba's eyes we could see light. So think about it. Brahma Baba's third eye opened and Shiv Baba came in between, and so it became like a double light. So Brahma Baba's personal light was lit as awareness returned to that soul. And the Supreme Soul who brought back that awareness has also sat in the center of the forehead of this Brahma. He's made us His children, not just to make us belong to Him, but to find us souls through that one, through Brahma. Such a wonderful matter. So He didn't simply make Brahma Baba His child, but He used Him to find the rest of us. This year, we've been revising the Muralis of 1969. Everyone has heard them with a lot of attention, read them with that same attention. So today, we're going to hear the Murali of 18th January of 1970. What effort did the children make in the span of 1 year? What had we checked and what have we changed? So listen to it with attention. It's those who check themselves who will be able to change in themselves. Knowledge is such, the understanding Baba gives is such that He says, for others it's not necessary to check, because why should we be checking others? It's not for us to be checking others, that's not my duty. If one checks others, then it's a waste of time, because it means that the soul itself is not changing. They're busy in checking others. And they didn't take the time to check themselves. They're not able to change others, but at the same time, they're not able to change themselves because they're busy in looking at others. So this path of knowledge is an easy path, but it's also a slippery one. It's an easy path, a straight path. Why? Because God is taking us with Him. The destination is high. What do I have to do in this? Two things. The destination is high, but I have to go beyond. I have to reach on time. How will I do this? It's really not a question. Baba simply says, walk along with me. Move along with me. On the one hand, there is the times of the world, and the other hand, there is love. So where am I to go? I'm to go with the Beloved. So this is a song from Baba's time, that on the one hand, there are the times of the world, and the other hand, there is love. So don't see the world. It's very simple. And Baba says, I have come to take you with me. What else could be my work? I've come at the right time to take you where you have to go. If you are to go, then you have to go individually. Nobody can go with you. That is, you cannot take anyone with you. Even this body you cannot take with you. And so if you can't take this body with you, how are you going to take anything else with you? So don't even think of this body as yours, because that's not going to accompany you. And this is why the yajna has been created, so that we can use this body in the yajna. Baba says, give your mind to me. That is, use your mind in connection with me, and with wealth, give your wealth over to me. Let your hands become free of that wealth, and that way you will be worth being a temple. So if you are holding on to something, or someone else is holding on to you, then you'll be like a monkey, bandar. But Baba is making you one who will live in a temple, mandir. So to be like Narad, where not to be like Narad, who simply signals to others of remembering God, but to for yourself to be with Baba through the day, through the night, in your thoughts, see yourself, or is it that you're seeing others? If you see the self, then Baba will come in front of you. Nadi saying, not to look at each other even here in this gathering. So let go of the habit of letting your eyes going here and there. Last night they acted out how Dadi is. To have a fast for the eyes, that the eyes don't feast on anything else, but they focus on one Baba. Baba's face is so beautiful. Brahma Baba's face is so beautiful. Why is it beautiful? Because Baba sees the self. And Baba is seeing Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba's attention is on Shiv Baba. And in Baba's drishti, we see what our Baba is like. It is Shiv Baba who is seeing through those eyes, but the bhavna, the feelings are also that of Brahma Baba. The children should have a vision of the soul, but at the same time a vision of the Supreme Soul. That is the bhavna, the feeling that Brahma Baba has. In India, when they hold exhibitions, they have this title, to gain a vision of the soul and gain the vision of the Supreme Soul. Through having a vision of the soul, there can be a vision of the Supreme Soul, both at the same time. So in seeing the Supreme Soul, we have a vision of the soul. It's both ways. On the path of bhakti, people do intense bhakti, so much bhakti, to have a vision of God. And if they see even a glimpse of light, that's that there is so much happiness. So Baba himself doesn't show the light, but the soul's light becomes ignited and you have that vision of light. And the soul begins to see itself as light. The soul has the experience of the light of the Supreme Soul on the basis of one's feelings. And this is after doing a deal of bhakti. Dadi herself has done a lot of bhakti. She never focused on any images, nor did she worship any images. Never did she do that. But she certainly had the quest for God. She said, okay, all of that type of worship is for others, not for me. But her aim was that she should have that absolute concentration on the Supreme Soul, on God. Because the little bit of peace that's gained, the experience of love that's gained, when there is that absolute concentration on God, is wonderful. That Baba is filling the soul with peace, and love. So each one should see this. In I, the soul, is there the love of God? It's not that God just wants to make us happy by showing us a little bit of light. No. People of the world say that you are the ocean of love and we are thirsty for a drop of that love. Would we say we're thirsty for a drop of love? No, because those drops of love have been showering us, and for us, those drops of love have become like a big lake of love. Every drop has gone within us and it's become like a lake. When you write bindi, point, and bund, that is a drop, there's only a little bit of difference in the lettering. In that drop of love, there's so much peace, so much power, so much truth. When there's the experience of one drop, then we become greedy. Before, when I used to make effort, it wasn't that there was any great effort. Simply the awareness that this is the source and I'm receiving everything easily from the source. Baba is giving free. Baba is giving by himself. He don't have to ask him for anything. And that by taking every drop, it's becoming a pearl, like a chatrak bird that takes water directly from the falling rain. That every drop becomes a pearl. Induben always asks Daddy very good questions. And Daddy says that just listen to what Daddy's saying, because the whole aspect of attention is what's needed. It's not a matter of needing to ask for anything, because Baba is so merciful and compassionate, but when he sees that one is worthy, then Baba makes them not just the worthy, but Baba makes the soul I'm not sure how to explain it. A soul who is absolutely, absolutely worth God's attention. And in the Gita it says that knowledge is given to one who is worthy. But it's up to me to have that deep interest or desire to hear this knowledge, or the desire that this is what I want, this is what I have needed. And if you were to ask me why I have come, sometimes the sisters ask, and Daddy says, sisters, Baba has brought me. No one can stop me when it's Baba's intention to bring me. So I'm not going to stop if Baba is wanting to bring me. Why? It's because all of us, so many of us, are the children of God. Each one should have that intoxication. So Baba reminds us that in the beginning, when you went out on the field of service, in the very early days, everybody's faces were the same. Everybody's words were the same. And everyone would say that, what is it, they've got some kind of a tape recorder within themselves, that they're all saying the same things. They don't know how to speak anything else. In those days, we didn't even say Om Shanti. Om Shanti came about much later. But the face, people would say that from your face there is light, rays of light. Wherever we sat, This was the comment we heard. We also thought this. Baba had given us drishti and sent us on service. We used to take leave from Baba. Baba says, don't forget the days of your childhood. Children, remember those days. So much power of remembrance that gives others experience. Yesterday, Daddy was asked this question of why Baba has sent her. Daddy says, I don't do anything by myself because I wouldn't even have the sense of knowing what it is I have to do. But the one who's making me move along is doing everything. So this too, I said to Baba, Baba, you're making me move very well. And Baba said, child, it's because you are moving that Baba uses you and makes you move along. So the destination is high. So Baba has taught this also. On the one side, if you go on one side, you see it's a mountain. On the other side, you see there's a straight drop. When you go to Mount Abu, it's not that you can go straight up the mountain, but it's a winding road. If you move your head to one direction, then you hit it against the mountain. If you look on the other side, then you might fall. So realize that the road is one of a little bit up and a little bit down. So we have to understand that this path is one of going slightly up and then down and up. And Dada Vishwa Kishore Dada has said, in the early days when we first moved to Mount Abu, we used to vomit being in the bus and going along this winding path. And Vishwa Kishore Dada said to me, when you get on a bus, don't sit as if you are leaning over, but sit very straight. And the other thing is that the seats of the bus, some are facing in the direction that you're moving in, and other seats are facing in the opposite direction. So he said, always face the direction that you are moving in. And so then you will not be afraid, and you will not feel sick. So it's very simple for us to not look here and there or behind, because there'll be fear, then you'll become afraid of whatever's going on. And on the bus, we would quickly have to say, open the doors, I feel sick, I need air, whatever. And nowadays, you can get cars and taxis. In those days, you never got any of these things. We know we're going with Baba and the destination is high. We know we have to go straight with Baba. And other than Baba, we are by ourselves. The soul, Baba says, hey soul, be alone first, that is, detached from the body. If not to have even the slightest attachment or attraction for the body. On the one hand, Baba says, be detached from the body. On the other side, he says, do service. But he says, why do you hang on to service with your intellect? Service is the service of the yajna. How do we stay in remembrance? When you stay in remembrance, service will be automatic. And inside, the desires of the mind will finish. The sense organs will become quiet. Then there's no thought of, I have to meet this one, I have to speak to that one. No. This is why the other day Daddy gave us work to do, because we were in a bhatti for a long time, and in those days In that pati, even a mother and daughter would not have spoken. Even two sisters would not have had a chat. Because the awareness was that they were laukiks. Baba is the paralaukik, the spiritual father, the one from beyond. This is our final birth, and these relatives were according to my karmic accounts. If I think this one is mine, this one is my relative, this one is my laukik, it means that my connection will not remain with Baba. I will not receive that power from Baba. And that light will be missing, that experience will be missing. Some say, I have this experience, and Daddy would say, that's a false thing. Their experience is not real. In a true experience, there is so much light, just as God is light. As we saw in Brahma Baba's body, light, and how Shiv Baba made Brahma Baba light. If you were to hold Brahma Baba's hand, or you see Brahma Baba's feet, you see light. You see his face full of light. See his activity, so much lightness in his activity. He may be here 1 minute, elsewhere the next moment. At the time of sleeping, when Baba was lying down, his face, his body would be light. Light means vibration. Body consciousness completely finishes. How Baba smiles. You look at Brahma Baba's face and the smile. In that smile, he gives us so much power that your problems finish. If I'm alone and I don't have connection, yoga with Baba, and I'm seeing the problems, then it's that those problems take on a very big form. But when I'm in front of Baba, then it's like the problem disappears and you don't even know how it went. And even if it doesn't go, I think it's nothing to me. It's some karmic account. It's not to do with me. And Baba said, children have that attention that there are no more threads of karmic accounts, no golden threads, no other kinds of chains of karmic accounts, karmic bondage. Not to blame others, but with our power of yoga, we become free. Those chains break and we become free. But we have to be the ones to break those chains. I have to feel that I have to break these chains. And there are karmic accounts, there are these chains, and you have Baba's remembrance, and there's the experience of these chains breaking. Brahma Baba showed us how he did it. Baba didn't think about it. He had his children, his wife, his business, his home. He had a position in society, all of these things, but he received God's order. Baba never had the thought, what's going to happen to all of them? And Daddy met Dada Narayan, Baba's laukik son, just recently. And
Baba free.
They thought, the rest of the Lokik family thought, it's their duty to take care of themselves, and Baba was free. And Govind Bhai's father, Dada Ram, what did he do? He gave whatever responsibility was his children's responsibility to them, and he became totally free. And you think, who is sustaining everyone? It's Baba. It's Baba who is looking after each one, and you see how Govind Bhai turned out to be such an obedient soul. he let his father be free, and he said, I will look after the younger brothers and sisters. So was that a headache for him? No, he took on that responsibility. So I'm giving examples. And you see Govind Bhai's four or five generations of family, all of whom are happy, very happy. Dada Ratan Chand, I believe that's Chandramani Dadi's father, 4 or 5 generations of souls who've belonged to Baba in that family, all very happy. This is Dada Ratan Chand is the grandfather of Jyotiben, Sindhi Jyotiben, who comes here. So the whole of every generation, very, very happy. Chandraben, the mother of Jyotiben, and Jyotiben, Jyotiben's 2 sons, they're all happy. And so that happiness is victory. That happiness is being the master. And Baba says, each one of my children is a king. In Lokik life, somebody may have 8, 10 children, and if somebody's karma is good, then the parents will say, yes, this is my good child. But Baba sees what our actions are, and he says, okay, Baba is making each one of us into his kingly children. And whatever were the karmic accounts of the past, let go of all of that. There's the intellect, one point that he's sharing about the intellect. And there's the brain, the mind, the heart. But it's the intellect that keeps everything in order, all of these things in order. Would you agree? If there's something else in my heart, then how will I be in a good or happy state? If the mind is confused, then how will that be put right? If some old things are remembered, everybody should sit alert. Because whilst we are in this body, we have to do everything. Daddy says, I don't want you to mind when Daddy comments, but nobody should be sitting as if they're sitting on a sofa chair. Because these are matters to pay attention to. To pay so much attention. Baba pulls our intellect and he tells us, child, do this, do that. He tells us how to move along. Yet, we move along like little ants. What do ants do? An ant finds something savory to eat and it starts to enjoy that. And it finds something sweet to eat and many, many ants gather together. It's like that, isn't it? That's what happens. It may be just a little crumb, a little morsel of food, but an ant needs something to eat. But the one ant will gather many other ants. And so when there's this sort of crumbs on the floor, then they all gather. So if the intellect is like that of an ant, then what good is that? Look at what Baba's making you. So do you want to be happy in just a little bit of attainment? Look at your intellect. Have yoga with the one up above. Inculcate knowledge. Have yoga. Have yoga means don't remember anyone else, but sit yourself down for an hour. Force yourself to sit for an hour. Nobody seems to do this. Even if you have to slap yourself to discipline yourself to have yoga for an hour, then you should do this. If you remember anyone else at that time, that's a mistake. Now you make excuses that on the basis of service you remember people, but that's a mistake. And because of service you remember so many different things. It's not necessary. These are just excuses in doing service. That's not real service. Make honest efforts and experience real happiness. And it's automatic how everyone will receive happiness through you. Automatically that service will happen through you, through honest effort. No one can be remembered except one Baba. No one can remember you either. When I came to Baba, surrendered to Baba, I was in so much happiness for year and a half or 2.5 years. I'm not sure what that means, but because I didn't want anyone else except Baba. And then after that time, there was a little bit of shrinking of the heart. And I said, Baba, something's happening to me. And Baba said, no, nothing's happening, nothing. I would tell Baba, I would tell Mama, and they would just dismiss it as if it's nothing. But yes, maybe Mama and Baba might have had that experience, but they never thought of anything of it. But Mama and Baba gave me such drishti, and Baba said, child, you are not remembering anyone, but others are remembering you. And so, from that time, I fully died, and no one could then remember me, whether it was my mother or father, because having died, the world had died for me. So that drishti that Baba gave me, no bodily being could remember me. No one could remember me as Janki, as they knew me of before. It's Baba who has given this name for me. It's not that anyone else remembers me by that name of the Janki of the past. And of course, the name and form change in every birth, but now Baba is making us bodiless, incorporeal, and he's making the soul worthy of worship after relating the story of the true Narayan to us. Through this body, Baba makes me do service and is purifying this body through that service. Otherwise, there would be the suffering of karma, and then it would not be possible to have remembrance or to do service, but the suffering of karma would come in between. There'd be no other reason for the suffering of karma. The only reason is lack of remembrance, lack of true service. That is service that you do from an honest heart. True service means that it is for me to be a sevadhari, a true server. It's my task to do it. It's Baba's task to work through the soul and enable me to do more. Without renunciation and tapasya, there cannot be service. This is a high destination, the attitude of renunciation. So we've connected with Dadi Gulzar now. And so Dadi Gulzar has come.
Om Shanti Dadi. Sabolo Dadi Om Shanti.
Everyone say Om Shanti Dadi.
Om Shanti.
Hello Dadi, itni sabha aisi baithi
hai. Dadi, it's a huge gathering. Everyone's sitting with attention. I'm sure you are seeing everything with Baba. The UK are okay.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello.
Hello, Mary Daddy. Hello, Mitty, Mitty Daddy. Good morning.
Say, sweet, sweet Daddy. Good morning.
Mitty, Mitty, Piari, Piari Daddy.
Mitty, Mitty, Piari, Piari Daddy. Good morning.
Ji. Ji, Daddy.
Abhi.
Now, Daddy is going to ask us a question. She wants to ask a question. The question is, if throughout the day you were a carefree emperor, the question is, if you want to be a carefree emperor through the whole day, an emperor who is free of sorrow, then there's only one thing of Baba's that you have to remember, through which you will be able to stay a carefree emperor, an emperor who's free of sorrow. Now tell me, what is that one word? What is that one word? And Daddy Janki is responding for us that everyone is saying drama. In drama also, what is it that you have to remember? So it's a good question. To be a carefree emperor, an emperor free of sorrow, what is the one word that you have to remember? So first of all, Daddy, everyone's just happy hearing you. Okay, I'm going to tell you the answer. Baba has said, just remember Karavanhar. Baba as Karavanhar, the one who does everything. If you remember Karavanhar, then it's his responsibility. I am simply an instrument. Baba is the one who is responsible, and that way I become a carefree emperor, an emperor who is free of sorrow. And Baba, Karavanhar, automatically by remembering Baba, there is success. So this is why Baba has said, any task that you begin, then first ask, I am not Karavanhar. I am not the one who is doing anything. If I think I am doing this, whether it's the male tense or the feminine, but if I'm thinking I am doing, then there will be different aspects of ego. But Baba is Karavanhar, the one who is doing everything. I am an instrument. In that, there cannot be any feeling of insult or ego. No feeling of ego or insult. So, Daddy, what you're saying about instrument, no feeling of ego, no feeling of insult. Other than this, every day remember three things. One, Baba says, humble. One, Baba says, be humble. Then the second is that you are responsible for renewal. And the third is that words that are full of sweetness, purity, gentleness, completely pure. So bring these three words into your life. So to be humble, to have that aim of renewal, and then to have that complete purity and sweetness and gentleness. And in this way, there will be success. I will become the image of success. Not the question, will I be that or not? But it's that success is your birthright. You cannot lose that birthright. Baba will enable you to have that success. Those who have humble words, a humble stage, they do whatever service, they will find success with those pure words and that consciousness of bringing newness, newness of any kind. And then any test that comes, it comes in this way. If I am humble, then no obstacle or problem can shake my stage. Because one who stays humble, they will have power of tolerance and the power to accommodate. And at the same time, they will have the power to discern. So Dadijanki is saying, yes, you inculcate the three, not inculcate, the three powers will come to you. Some have the power of tolerance, but they don't have the power to accommodate. They're not able to merge things in themselves. And so somewhere or other, they are going to speak about what's within themselves. And so there has to be that power to accommodate, not just to tolerate, but to accommodate. So that he's giving us the medicine, there has to be the method of administering the medicine. So to have that power to accommodate, that power of accommodation will come when I understand Baba is making me do everything, and when there is good wishes, pure feelings for everyone, 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 whether it's a greedy person, any kind of person. But that tolerance will come, whether it's somebody who is a very angry person, different forms of anger. Dadi Janki is saying there are souls sitting here who are receiving the replies to their thoughts as if a hammer is being hit on the head of a nail. So what Dadi is saying is really going within. So one is our memorial of the rosary, in which there is the number one bead as well as the 108th bead. So yes, we are all going to be part of the rosary, but if I become disturbed by anything, then I'm losing my fortune. So Dadi, can there not be a surprise that in just 1 minute you get on a plane and you come here? Dadi, there's such a beautiful gathering here. People, souls have come from different corners of the world. They're such loving, cooperative souls who some who've come for the first time. And Dadi, I had told you before of Ramesh Bhai, who's Baba's old, loving and cooperative soul. And through his connection, 100 souls have come today to Baba's house out of love. The son of Ramesh Bhai, his health was very delicate and he recently left the body. But Ramesh Bhai has maintained such a good stage, and through him, very good service is happening of his Lokik family. So when, now listen Ramesh Bhai, that when Baba's incognito children do such good service, then Baba gives congratulations.
Thank you, Dadi. Thank you, Dadi.
Thank you, Dadi. So, you heard, Dadi Gulsar, you've received a very good dose. In tolerance power, there has to be, together with that, the power to accommodate, to have that consciousness of being an instrument. Baba Karavanhar is with you. There's no need to worry about anything. When the stage is like this, then so many people of the world, souls of the world, will see you and feel inspired that they want to make their life like yours. Where is our Ramesh Bhai? Here he is. Ramesh Bhai, so fortunate. He has true love for Baba. from the time he has come to Baba. Dadi has seen him in a detached way, she's observed him, and as Dadi said, he has been an instrument. He doesn't create or cause himself sorrow, but let your own stage be like this and inspire others to have that type of stage. That is such punya karma, such charitable action. You know, Ramesh Bhai is the ex-boss, employer of our Charuben from the accounts department, Baba Bhavan Charuben. She brought him into Gyan. So, take Baba into your thoughts. The things that Baba tells you, churn those things. Then nothing else can enter the mind. Just Baba in your thoughts. And then you rotate the things that Baba has told you in your thoughts. Churning about Baba. Just rotating the thoughts that Baba has given you. And in this way, we become part of the rosary that's rotated. And we receive happiness by that thinking and churning. And when we do this, we become free of thinking about others. When we think about the self, when we think about God, we think about ourselves. In that, happiness comes. And the things that Dadi Gulzar shared, the things of the power of tolerance, the power to accommodate, they come naturally when we keep in our awareness the versions that Baba speaks. And there's such sweetness in effort. You enjoy that effort. You find pleasure in making that effort. So make effort, and then you will automatically have that sort of chit-chat with others to make others make effort. And that will be the vibration. And then the effort will become like this. To be loving, to be cooperative, and there will be power in the atmosphere to make a powerful stage. To accumulate an account of charitable action. And Baba has said today, children, every minute, every second is for earning, but it can also be for losing. If you desire, you can earn. But if you lose it in waste thinking, then whatever you had earned is also wasted. So for this reason, be very, very attentive to the value of this confluence age and value the gathering. This gathering in which God Himself, the Supreme Soul, I think, is with us. So I think, Baba, I remember Baba, but right now I'm not remembering Baba because I feel Baba is sitting here with us. In Sakar Baba's times, it was that Baba was with us. We were living with Baba. But now Baba has to go here and there to the children. Avyakt Baba has to be with the children in all the different places that the children are staying. So now we remember Baba. Without Baba, we would not be able to sit here. It's Baba who has gathered us. It's Baba who has sat us here. From the early morning, you've all said, Baba, Baba, and come here. And Dadi gives a lot of teachings. But today, Dadi just wants to give love. So Dadi gives the example of here, of Global House, and those in the kitchen, to different places she goes to. Dadi had gone to this place, Bhilwara in India, and they were preparing food in the kitchen. At the time of class, somebody was preparing food in the kitchen. Daddy said, I won't eat your food because at the time of class, you should be in class, not in the kitchen. And so here, the kitchen mothers, they prepare everything early in the morning and then they come and be present whilst class is on. So where you whether you prepare food at 2 a.m., 4 a.m., you should not miss class. Dadi herself has never missed class. This is why she said to the class to clap, because now it's Kitchen Hansa who makes bhog. Before, Dadi Janki used to make bhog. And then to be present in class, to offer bhog to Baba, to feed everyone. It's not a big thing. You receive strength to it through it. When one has love for the study, another very lovely thing that's worthy of praise, any service of the yagya, Baba would signal with his eyes, Dadi, do this. Now also Nirubhai would signal, do this. Ramesh Bhai would also signal to me, this needs doing. And Dadi Janki's response is, it will happen, it's fixed, it's going to happen. What do I have to do? Daddy would always say, to be the carefree emperor, success is guaranteed. I simply have to be an instrument, have the feeling of being an instrument. All I have to do is be very sweet and pure in my words. Baba is karavanhar. Okay. We'll now offer bhog. So, the two sisters who are going to sit to offer bhog, they are also going to be leaving.
Jagrati,
Pratibha Ben from Nairobi is just passing through. She's actually on her way to Poland as she's going to be conducting a retreat there. And Bini Ben, you'll recognize from Global Hospital, who does PR work in the hospital, is on her way to America. And I believe she's going to be doing a PhD. And Daddy would like for both of them to share something. So the bhog tray is now being arranged on the table. It's always lovely to see how this is done. It's a satin bhog cloth with another fine bhog cloth on top of that and a huge white flower from the garden of one of our sisters. You don't see those types of flowers in the flower shops. And little vase, candle for Baba. Vase with a number of roses.
Wherever that is, it just feels like we're in Madhuban. And so we take the sustenance from Dadi and Baba, and it's of a duty, or not only duty, but it's also of feelings that we should give the same sustenance to others around the world. And so confluence age is such an age in the world cycle where we keep on meeting. There's always confluences. And so I just came from Nairobi, had a chance to spend some time with Dadi and the London family, but of course the world family. And I'm on my way to Poland to conduct a Brahmin retreat there. And so it's such a wonderful thing that what we receive, it's of a feeling that we need to share with others. And it's not only in organized centers or where Brahmins are created, but it's just like wherever we are on any field, we would like to give that sustenance. So I've been serving in Africa, logic birth in Africa, spiritual birth in Africa, and service field is also Africa. But it's just an unlimited field, and it's also very diverse. A lot of services there. Baba's given us a lot of service, but there's constant attention that we should have the balance of service and self-service, and that attention is helping a lot. And of course, Dadi's classes and Baba's Murlis, as Dadi mentioned about this 69 Murlis revised course is so accurate for this time. And so that's also helping a lot. And it's very nice to be with the family every now and then in between service field. So Om Shanti and greetings from Africa to the family here.
Om Shanti.
That is just asking me what is your present efforts. And from last year's Baba's Murli, Avyakt Seasons Murli, I picked up one inspiration very strongly, and that is one step of courage and thousandfold help from Baba. And so every day when I wake up, the very first thing I remind myself is one step of courage and thousandfold of return of courage from Baba. And especially in our field, we need a lot of courage, a lot of courage. And so this is helping me a lot, very, very much, that just one step of courage, and then we just give ourselves to Baba, and Baba gives the return very much. But the other thing, since a while I've been making another effort which is very interesting. Wherever I am, I have this consciousness constantly. This is my last second, wherever I am. It's like my last second. I don't know what's going to happen next, whether I am with others or whether I am there. And so what I would like to do is I would like to talk to people or interact with people in such a sweet manner that the memories are wonderful. And I'll just share a little experience. I was in Thika. Thika is a little center in Kenya. And I was giving a class, an inspiration class in the evening on this. And I spent some time with the Brahmins there, and I was sitting with a yugal, a couple, and I was sharing with them. And then they came to drop me at the center, and we spent 2 hours together, a lot of sharing and inspiration. And then I just received a phone call after they dropped me, after a few minutes, that the brother left the body. And I was chatting about leaving the body, not that anybody is going to leave the body, but for example, when I'm talking to you, I don't know what is going to happen to me or what is going to happen to you. And then whenever someone leaves the body, everybody remembers, the last conversation we had with them. And so if it is an argument or if it is a little bit of, little bit of ill feeling or something like that, and the person has left the body, we are separated, but the feeling that, feeling is not going to leave you. And so let us have such beautiful memories with one another that even if somebody leaves the body or I leave the body, I have lovely memories of that interaction. And so that consciousness is bringing a lot of nirmal vani, that is sweet, sweetness in interaction. So that's constant consciousness of efforts I'm making at the moment.
Om Shanti. Lokic name is Bini from Madhuban Global Hospital and Research Center. I'm serving there from last 16 years, but more than that, I feel my introduction is that we were the first family who settled down in Madhuban in 1971. So more than 35 years, right from my childhood, I lived there. And special sustenance from Dadi Janki when we were as a children playing in the courtyards of Madhuban and never imagining that all these chances Baba will be going to give us. And special fortune I got that after completing my studies, I'm in Global Hospital there. And Baba is inspiring me to do different kind of services. And sometimes we get special lottery. And I got this special lottery that last month I received one of the scholarship from Halifax, Canada. There is a one university there, St. Xavier's University and Cody International Institute. So they had selected me for one of the course for 1.5 months. And it is a very important course which will be going to help me in hospital. So I got scholarship. This was just an excuse, but I think this is a lottery for me because there people will be from more than 50 countries of the world. People will be there around, and I will be going to have a chance to serve them. And when I shared this news to Dadiji, and Dadiji was very happy, and she told me that I should visit before going to Canada to this special London family. So I'm here, I came on 8th, and I'm leaving tomorrow morning. And I feel that all these days, even from so many years in Madhuban, but I feel that if I just compare all these years, but all these special 5 days for me is extra energy from Dadiji, being in the company of Dadiji and listening how Dadi is giving special palna to London family. So I feel you're very, very lucky, like Madhuban Devasi is here. So I'm feeling that you're fortunate. So it's a special love I'm feeling, that how Dadi is giving a, you know, it's very interesting to being here and observing, you know, like to small children, and Dadi is taking care of each and everything. So as yesterday, and when I met Dadiji, so Dadiji has given me, you know, this special guidance that, you know, I have to check myself, you know, being here and, you know, observe deeply. So this is all these days, you know, I'm experiencing these days were for checking myself extra and, you know, receiving extra energy. And two things I'm experiencing right from my childhood, that I'm not making any special efforts in my life. And I'm finding that things are happening and happening. And whenever I take any determination, and it is automatically it is happening, that you have to not to do any extra. So I feel that Baba is always taking extra care, being in Madhuban right from childhood. So there is a special extra care. As Dadiji said, that now there is a time to give return. So I feel that this whole trip, because I will be up till November 1st, 1.5 months in Canada. And before that, Mohini Ben from New York, she has invited me. So I will be having a chance of visiting some of the Rotarians. Those are helping in Global Hospital, and also few doctors. So, you know, sometimes things are happening these days. I'm experiencing the more you plan, sometimes it's not happening. But when you don't think, it is, these are unplanned, so they are, you know, giving you more and more. So I'm very happy, and especially I want to give you special remembrance from Nirvair Bhai when I was leaving. So he said that please give special remembrance to every one of you. And also Dr. Pratap has given a special remembrance, and the whole global family. because due to Janki Foundation, you know, everybody is remembering Janki Foundation and London family. So I'm giving a special remembrance to all of Odia, and also to Dadi Janki especially. A multi-million thanks to Dadiji that she has given me this opportunity to be here, to have a special experience and looking at you, experiencing a lot. And last two lines I'm speaking in Hindi. A poetry just came in my mind, offering and dedicating to London family, to Dadiji. कहते हैं कि जीवन में जो हम दूसरों को दिया करते हैं वो लौट कर मिलता है कहते हैं कि जीवन में हम जो दूसरों को दिया करते हैं वे लौट कर मिलता है तुम दूसरों को खुशियों के फूल दे देना तुम्हें खुशियां ही मिलेंगी कि अगर कांटों की राह चुनी तुमने तो कांटे ही मिलेंगे दादी जी हर पल दे रही हैं लाखों खुशियां दादी जान की हर पल दे रही हैं लाखों खुशियां कि हम भरते जा रहे हैं अपनी झोलियां कि हम भरते जा रहे हैं अपनी झोलियां कि दादी जी कितनी दुआएं दे हम आपको कितनी दुआएं दे हम आपको कि शायद पूरे जीवन में पूरे कल्प में न मिलेगी ऐसी दादी आओ मिलकर जोर से बजाएं तालियां और दे दादी को धन्यवाद दादी को धन्यवाद दादी जानकी को धन्यवाद ओम शांति English translation is that you know in the life whatever you offer there is a saying that whatever you offer to someone it will come return to you and if you offer flowers to someone you will get flowers and if you offer thorns to someone you will get thorns in return and this is a very beautiful family and Dadi Janki how many multi-million thanks we give to Dadi Janki that we have got a wonderful Dadi in the whole Kalpa. So she's always keep on giving and giving to us and we don't have any words to thank Dadi Ji. So that is why we are clapping for Dadi Ji. It is just like creating a multi-million thanks to you sweet family and also to Dadi Ji. Thank you.
बोल सकता है ना खरे बोल सकता है ना आओ 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 भाई इसके में मैं खुद को बधाइयां देती हूँ इसका एक वर्ष में कैसे लाइफ बाबा ने बना दी है ताली बजाओ उसको बताओ अपना अनुभव बाबा ने कैसे जीवन दे दी
ओम शांति मेनी ऑफ यू रिमेंबर व्हाट आई एंड ऑल ऑफ यू हैड गोन थ्रू लास्ट ईयर बट आई थिंक इट्स बाबास कमाल दादीज कमाल She came to the hospital. I don't know what she did. But I know that all those people who were crying at the hospital, she really soothed them and you know, brought them to reasonable state. And I don't know what happened to me. I was happy all the time. And I'm still happy. And I think this is Baba's Kamal. He's really looked after me and my family and really... I don't know how to thank him. And I think it's a bonus. For me, it's a second life. I was just listening to one of the... In fact, the first time I listened to Bab Dada on a tape, and I was really amazed how the way he explained to everybody the knowledge, how he did it in simple words. And also to our Dadi, how she explained it. And this was in heydays when the yajna started. But really, the knowledge has made my life full of, I don't know what, but it's made me a lot of happy. A lot of happiness it's given me. And I have experienced in the last year that really I did not have any aim, but Baba has made me do lots of things. And when I interact with people and when I tell them, they are all very surprised. I'm still here and I can only thank him. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Yo. अब भोग लगाया नहीं है अभी ना मंटू को बुलाएं प्रमिला बहन को बुलाओ आओ इनको हॉस्पिटल में मैं छुट्टी दे के आई थी एक ये मिसाल दूसरा आओ ऊपर में कमाल बाबा की है ना इसने सदा ही टोलियां बना के खिलाई है बड़े प्यार से तुम भी सुनाएंगी सुनाएंगी बताना झूठे बाल दिखाए दिखा रही
ओम शांति और हम ओम शांति हमको तो बाबा ने ऐसे जैसे कि मैजिक कर दिया जैसे नई लाइफ और सभी बाबा और दादियों की दुआ और सारे परिवार की सारी परिवार ने हमको इतना जैसे कि दुआ दिया और खुशियां दी मैं कैसे बताऊं के ये नई जीवन हमको बाबा ने दिया और करण करावन हाथ तो बाबा ही है मैं तो निमित हूँ और जहाँ भी जाते हैं तो बाबा कराता है सर्विस तो बाबा की कार्य है मैं तो कैसे शुक्रिया कहूँ ये हमारे बड़ा परिवार मैं तो जैसे कुछ करती नहीं वैसे ही लगता है शुक्रिया बाबा सारा परिवार को शुक्रिया हमको ऐसी पट्टी करके दुआएं दिया बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया ओम शांति हमारी सारा सारा जीवन ही नया दे दिया बाबा ने
बात उठेगी क्या इसकी भी वंडरफुल कहानी है बहुत क्या बाबा इस बच्चों को संभालता है
Om Shanti. In February, I was been diagnosed as ovarian cancer, and I had two operations done. But I didn't tell anyone here. Just I told that I had operation only. But it's just a miracle how Baba prepared me. In last session, old Baba's Avyak Muli, I was. Reading each and every line and putting it into practical life, and I was thinking that why this is happening. It seemed like Baba was preparing me and giving me so much strength. And also, when I had my operation done at that time, Baba was like waking me up middle of the night. He said, "Don't worry, my child. I'll be there. I'll do your operation." And each and every moment, he was there for me. And when doctor told me that I've got cancer, I just couldn't believe it. Still up till now, I find it is just a joke, you know. And how all the treatment I went for six chemotherapy, and I was just coming to class, and I find it that it's so miracle that. Lord Baba has given me so much strength in Dadi. Even though Dadi was...
झूठे बना के आपको दिखा रही है
ना
वंडर है ये
And even Dadi also wrote a letter and was looking after from Madhuban. And it was amazed that how Dadi has given me so much support, so much strength, that I have already been cured. And it looks like that I have got a second life, you know, new life. And it has given me such a deep, deep realization that I want to become Baba's fragrant flower, and whatever the weaknesses I have got, I have to remove, like what Dadi said in the class, that check and change. That's what I've been doing it. And I want to bring all the new souls to Baba, that the happiness and whatever I've got, I want to share it with them, and they can make their life just like I have made it, like Baba have made our life. And thank you to, I would say, how many times I can say thank you to Dadi, Dadi's support. Whenever, I think from February, this is her third visit here. And since I was going through all my treatment, and whenever I was just going to take the trolley on Drishti, I find that Dadi has become Bab Saman, you know. I got a lot of power and strength from her. And the illness is what I went through. I just find it that it was nothing, you know. It was just, and I was leading my life like a normal. And also in the family also, everyone was surprised that, this is not, it's just a joke, whatever the consultant has said, it's just nothing, you know. No one would believe it, how I was leading my normal life. I didn't feel, there was no like a suffering, that even with the chemotherapy, there was no suffering. It was, I was constantly like with Baba, Baba was giving me so much strength, so much love. In that love, I didn't suffer at all. Om Shanti. And I would say I'm so fortunate that I'm close to Dadi and close to this wonderful family. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Madhubai, aao. Wonderful Madhubai. Aao, aao. कैसे बाबा इसको चला रहा है क्या मधुभाई ने शुरू से सेवाएं की होंगी मैं बाबा को बोलो तो आंसू बहा के दिखाऊं बाबा के लिए प्यार से आओ मधुभाई आओ आओ
I'm lost for words in at the moment I'm going through the crisis of body but I don't feel it I don't know how Baba helps me. I don't know. He just comes and just does his job.
Kursi tor jent bhai ko.
Well, prostate cancer. I try to keep it secret because I don't want to leak to the family. They might get concerned. The only reason. This Baba giving me strength, incognito strength. So also thanks to Badali. Our good wishes also helped me out. Thank you.
कितना बाबा ही गुनगाए कैसे बच्चों को संभालता है इतना प्यारा है मधु भाई शुरू से भाई जयंत भाई को कुर्सी दोनों चारों बहन
How much should we love Baba and see how much love he is giving to all of us by listening to people's experiences. If any illness of the body comes, it doesn't feel like a big thing because you see so many of Baba's children going through those experiences. The feeling is that Baba is making us move along. The doctors also are surprised then. So this is the service that Baba's children do. Everyone to remember Baba with so much love, offer bhog with so much love that Baba always continues to feed you. So we're not feeding Baba, but Baba is feeding us. According to the systems, Baba is feeding us, and so we offer it to Baba first. So I always remember this scene, that Baba will take a piece from his plate and then he'll say, should I feed it to you first or should I feed it to Baba first? Generally, the really staunch devotees, they will take a piece out from it on their plate to offer it to God. So Daddy would say, Baba, you have it first. And Baba would say, no, I want to feed it to you first. So this is the love of the father and the children. And all powers are included in this. Not just the power to tolerate, but all powers. So take not just the blessings, but also take the power from the mother and father. So all of this we're seeing is the wonder of blessings of the mother and father, and really amazed to see Jinti Bhai. Satish Bhai and Manu Bhai left their duty to Jinti Bhai. Both these souls, Premilabai and Jinti Bhai, have done so much service of the Yajna, and there's a power of their service for the Yajna has really helped them and given them new life. Madhu Bhai also is a Baba's plumber, and anytime something's wrong, then he'll come and sort it out. So he also has been doing so much service over so many years. Service of the Yajna really gives so much power that it helps you in difficult times. The love of the family also. Doing all the work through the physical organs, then the physical organs also become so pure, so clean. Please sit with open eyes and have these wonderful experiences. Our experiences give power to others. Now it's time to offer bhog to Baba with lots of love. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Now we will offer bhog to Baba, and after bhog, Hindi Muli will be in the auditorium and English Muli will be in the conference hall. So those brothers and sisters sitting on the floor, if you could first of all give way to them. And to remind you, this evening, that is public program here in Global House, 7:30, topic Powerful Thinking. And this coming Tuesday, a special interview with Daddy in Wembley Advait Center. If you can come for 6:45, ready for 7, very beautifully done. Aaj sham ko Daddy ka public program yaha auditorium mein rahega, 7:30 baje, Powerful Thinking. Aur coming Tuesday ko, The Power of Now, Daddy ka interview rahega, Wembley Advait Center, 7:00 ke liye. Okay, and those brothers and sisters from English class, if you're using a cushion, to actually take the cushion to English class. Thank you.